Chal, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. We've already established that the mitzvah of taking challah applies to dough, that is, when the water and flour mix. Our Mishnah considers what happens if one takes flour prior to mixing with water and gives that as challah. The Mishnah says, Hamafresh chalaso kemach. If one separates his challah while it's still flour, dry flour, first of all, ain a challah. Just, it doesn't have the status of challah. Simply put, challah requires riso seichem, your dough, and this is not dough, so it's ineligible for the taking of challah. Worth pointing out that the post come down to Shulchan Aruch say one certainly could do it if he says that it won't get the status of challah till after it becomes dough. And fine. Furthermore, the Mishnah says v'gazel b'yad kohen. Not only that, but the kohen ends up with something which is stolen. That is to say, he has an obligation to return that flour because he has no rights to it. It was given to him incorrectly because it doesn't have the status of challah, and therefore it's regular flour belonging to the original owner, and the kohen must return it. The Gemara in Kedushin actually raises the point that how could we really call this gezel, theft? No one did anything to steal from anybody. And it answers what it's referring to really is that a very tricky outcome could come out here. If the Kohen keeps the flour, which is really not challah, and if the flour really had the requisite 5/4 quantity of, or became part of a larger batch of dough, which had the requisite 5/4 kav's worth of flour, so then it is subject to the challah requirements all to itself. And that could cause all new problems if the Kohen thinks that what he has is exempt from challah. Okay, so the Kohen must return the flour back to the owner. Now, we'll come back to that in a moment. The Mishnah continues on by saying, Ha'isa atzma, as for the remaining dough, which one thought he had tied by taking off the challah already, but that challah was nothing, and therefore the dough that remains, chayevas b'challah, assuming that what's not in the Kohen's hand, but in the original Baal HaBayis' hands, is a batch of flour, which is still 5/4 of a kav of kemach, of flour. So when he mixes it with water, there's still a chiyuv to take challah all over again, so to speak, meaning for the first time legitimately. And as for the kemach, the flour that's in the Kohen's hand, im yesh bo kashiur, as I just said, if there's 5/4 of a kav of flour in his hands, the Kohen's, so that batch of flour too chayev es b'challah. When it becomes a dough, it's never been tied. It was called challah, but it really isn't challah, it's just flour. And that being the case, it will have to be, challah will have to be separated from it as well. Now, as for the flour that was given to the Kohen, the question we're about to discuss is whether once it's been given to a Kohen and called challah, if a non-Kohen could eat it. Now, we just said that really nothing's happened to this flour, so certainly in Midoraisa, that's just flour and not challah. The question is one of Maris Ayin. If one sees this having been given to a Kohen and it's being called challah, is there a question now, a problem of a non-Kohen eating it, which in future times, people could say, I've seen people eat this challah, whatever it is, and make the mistake of thinking that something given to a Kohen as challah, legitimate challah, is actually permitted to a non-Kohen. And Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion says, in fact, v'asur lazarim, this flour, though it's not challah midoraisa, it's midorabanan, we treat it because of Maris Ayin issues, so people shouldn't make mistakes, as if it were challah, and therefore a non-Kohen may not eat from this flour. That's Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Amru lo, but the rabbis disagree, and they say to Rabbi Yeshua, Maase uchafasha zaken zar. It once happened that an established Talmid Chacham, who was a zar and non-Kohen, he famously chapped a piece, he took such bread that was made from such flour, which was incorrectly given to a Kohen, as supposed challah, which it wasn't, and that elder established Talmid Chacham, non-Kohen, ate it, no problem. So that would be, says that the Chachamim, a clear ma'asa rav, a clear example of practice by Talmid Chacham that established that indeed the halach is that one may eat from such flour that was incorrectly called challah, even if one is not a Kohen. Amilhem, Rabbi Yeshua, simply disagrees with that whole story, and he says, listen, af hu kilkil la'atmo, he may have done it, says Rabbi Yeshua, but he messed himself up, and he will receive the whatever comes to a person who violates this mitzvah derabanan. But although he was kilkel la'atzmo, he did mess himself up, at least, says Rabbi Yeshua, v'tiken la'acherim, he did do a service, so to speak, he fixed up other people, meaning, Rabbi Yeshua holds, listen, although other people will be dead wrong in eating, other non-Kohanim will be dead wrong in eating this flour, which was given erroneously to a Kohen under the false pretense that it was challah. So a non-Kohen may not eat this anymore, says Rabbi Shua, because of Maris Ayin, and then the Rabbanan. But if they do, at least their punishments, their consequences, will be mitigated. They'll be much less severe because they'll be able to be considered not mezidin, purposeful, wanton violators of the halacha, but rather shogegin, people who acted inadvertently on accidents because their violation was b'shogeg, inadvertent, in as much as they thought they were doing the right thing because they were relying on the past actions of that famous zaken zar. But in fact, says Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha doesn't change, and such flowers forbidden to non-kohanim. The halacha follows the Tanakam, follows the Chachamim, that such flower is totally unrestricted. It should be given back from the Kohen who got it incorrectly back to the original owners, and there's no problem with a non-Kohen eating from that flower made into dough. Again, it might have to be tithed if the challah must be taken, maybe if it was a large enough quantity, but there's no Maris Ayin issue at all.